All right. So today, obviously, we added two picks to our new group coming into the Falcons. We also added a pick in the sixth round, pick 195, by trading. So again, we're excited about where we're going with this draft. We've stayed true to the board once again. System specific guys, system fits. And, you know, obviously taking Deion Jones in the second round, guy who fits us, adds speed to this, to the team, as well as aggressiveness. And then in the next round, we came back and took Austin Hooper as a tight end, a guy, again, who is versatile, can catch and block, is going to be a nice element to our offense.
Thanks, T. I think one of the things to talk about tonight, first, we added two guys who totally add to the toughness and competitiveness of the group. Which pumps us up. For Deion Jones, first off, the run and hit factor is totally alive. It's an all-down linebacker for us. Matchup running backs, tight ends. Amount of three deep that we play, the ability to close and tackle in space is critical to play an inside backer in this spot. And then with Hoop, he's certainly going to be featured in our pass game. He can break guys off. He can separate. And we see him developing big time within our programs. That's what we intend to do and feature him in that way. So. We're pumped about adding these two guys to the group, and just like Thomas said, as we're going through this plan of knocking some things down and adding to the guys, we're excited to get them into the mix here starting this week.
Let's throw it out to questions.
Coach, Deion didn't play much until last year. You all, was that a good or a positive thing for you guys?
He played a lot, but he didn't start a lot of games up until last year, so I really went back through all these games this year, and we also went back through the games Thomas and I did the year before. I think it's the ability of what we saw led that totally jumped out on tape. It was the speed, the tackling, the physicality that he played with, and we knew we wanted to add that to our group. He was such a unique fit for us, much like Keanu was at safety. When you play in linebacker and you play this much three deep and you're playing in space, you better have the ability to close and then get there with some nasty demeanor, and he certainly fits that.
Did he? His numbers suggest that he was able to make plays on both sides of the line of scrimmage, sacks and interceptions and the tackles.
They didn't blitz him a lot, but he did have some TFLs. And honestly, when you're playing some eight-man front, and you got some shots to go take it, you can. He is a sideline-to-sideline player for sure. And I think that shows up in the speed and the physicality that he plays with. So we watched him, when Thomas and I would make the man-to-man tapes, the zone tapes, and tackling. And so it's a good process for us to go through together. And, yeah, we're glad he's here. Certainly fits all the needs that we want to at that spot.
And Hooper, they say he's a good pass catcher, option route runner. Did you all see that?
And that's really how we intend to feature him too. When he can separate and break guys off and running the options and working a guy's leverage, that part of his game is right on point, and we see him having a big future with us.
You know, Thomas, were you all getting jumpy with did you want something?
No, I was just going to say, from that standpoint, where we're at the tight end group, we have some mentors in there too, one in Jacob, who I think is going to work with Austin, and I think that's going to be a good group to watch.
Were you all, you all went back, I don't believe you went back before, about to look at that.
There's a number of people that said that. That's awesome that you recognize that. Yeah.
And
I think we did it one other draft. I think we went.
He's claiming that, but I think you should check anyway.
I think so.
But people were coming up in front of you, 48 and 49. Were you all concerned at all that they were coming up for your guy?
You know, anytime that happens, I mean, I was calling around a lot trying to get a gauge from different. Different GMs about where they were, and there was a lot of action going on, as you saw. I mean, with what was going on with Baltimore and different teams, they were getting aggressive, and there was a lot going on. You know, we held our water, so to speak, and we were being confident about making sure that we're going to have the guys that we were interested. We had a couple guys that we were interested at that spot, and we decided we would make our move, and again we feel like we were in the right place with it, so we ended up pulling away the players we needed.
And how important was it to pick up that additional pick, the sixth round pick from the Texans?
I actually got a call from Rick, and he was he was aggressive and wanted to come up. It was important to him for a reason, and it was good for us because we were devoid of a sixth round pick, and it's nice to have a six and a seven, potentially package those, or we can use them, and that always is helpful. We're in the middle of the fourth, as you know. Tomorrow, and who knows how creative we could be with that extra pick.
Sorry, I missed you.
No worries.
Talking about Deion.
Sure.
What do you see his role in this defense? What do you see where he'll thrive the most?
Right. Number one, Vaughn, I think run and hit backer. And when we play as much 3D zone that we do, you better be able to play in space and make tackles and close. And those are, you know, some of the key elements of playing zone. Matchup-wise on tight ends and running backs is something that we look closely at, and he certainly did do that. I think he has 33-inch arms, has length to defend and cover. So those two part of it, that's what we were looking for, you know, to be an all-down backer, speed, the closeability, the tackling in space. They didn't blitz him a lot, and, you know, we'll see that part of his game, how much we can develop. I can't anticipate, you know, where he's at in that part of his game. But what I can tell you from the coverage, the tackling, the physicality, how hard he plays, man, that's the part of the game that we're going to feature him in the most, and that's the thing I love about his game the most.
Hard instincts.
That part of the game for him is on point in terms of being classically trained there at backer. Sees things. He's for sure, when he sees it, he goes, gets it. And I think that totally showed up on the tape this year, the amount of tackles he had, the physicality that he played with. So he was, you know, somebody that kind of checked the boxes, so to speak, in terms of all the things that we look for when we're going through it, the space tackling, the physicality on the running backs and the tight ends, and then just the effort, man, the strain that he plays with, and to add some more guys who have the competitiveness, the toughness, the want to just battle for it, like playing like a dog, you know, like where I'm saying I'm going to battle for it. He's got that part of his game, and so that's why we're so excited to be a part of the group. And then with Hooper, the biggest thing for us is we saw the separation and the ability for him to break off in the option routes and the one-on-one ops, and we certainly intend to use him in that way.
When it comes to the blocking portion of Hooper's game, does he need to put on any weight to his frame, or is he good where he is?
We don't think he needs to put on any more weight to block. He's, you know, almost 255 in that neighborhood now. So we sometimes move the tight end to block, so that'll be something that in the package that he did in Stanford did some, but was more in line. So we'll move him some and lots to develop, you know, in that area on the move, which is stuff he hadn't done. But when we went out to work out in Palo Alto, Thomas and I were there together, and we saw the movement. We did the, in fact, Wade was out there as well. So we know that's a good part of his game, too.
When you guys were looking at Deion and specifically his speed on tape, his functional speed or playing speed, was he more the 4.6 just at the combine or the 4.4 he did at his pro day?
I'd probably say somewhere in between, you know, really, when we talked about that. It's a great question to ask because we oftentimes say, does he play at this speed? And for us, fortunately, he was one of the rare guys that played at a really fast speed. You felt it. You saw it. You see it in the close when he's playing zone. You saw it, you know, when he was running, playing man-to-man. So I'd say it's probably somewhere in between those.
Scouting reports on Hooper say he's real good in the red zone, and that's an area you guys have been trying to work on. How much of that went into your decision?
Go ahead, T.
Yeah, it was very important for us. You know, we had our struggles there at times, and this kid's got, you know, he's got huge hands. He's got an ability to be aggressive down in the red zone, and he's going to be a really nice element to mix in with what we already have there. So,
yeah, he's hungry. He's ready to get going with us, and so we'll be pumped to have him in this week.
If you could categorize your entire draft class up to now, I know they all have different characteristics. What would you say general overview of your draft class so far?
Relentless. Relentless competitors and guys who are absolutely going for it. You saw it at each level with Keanu, with Deion, and now here with Hoop. So I'd say if I had to sum it up, that'd be my word.
High competitiveness and toughness. Yeah. And that's what, again.
In a word.
In a word?
Yeah.
You can have more than
oh, then you changed the game on me.
We call it CT. It's a CT factor. So Dan continues to drive this home. And we've talked again and again about it. We start looking at players who maybe go against the grain that way and don't fit that. It's amazing how we continue to press each other on maintaining what Dan wants to have with this team as far as the players. Right? There's some good football players out there who may not possess that competitiveness and toughness that we're looking for. So it's good.
Coach, when you guys were sitting there in the second round and you saw Seattle move up to 49 right in front of you, is there still any of that, well, they might know how I think, or are you guys far enough removed so that's not an issue anymore?
It usually happens with all the clubs where, and I'm sure you guys do too, when, you know, the moves happen. Oh, they're going to get so-and-so. So, yeah, I was wrong who I thought they were. So I would say either I'm removed or they're removed. So, yeah.
That's good.
Position wise, what do you look at going
to? You want to start
off? Go
ahead first. Okay. As we're going through it, there's a number of spots that we're still, you know, interested in. I don't know if we're going to nail it in just or one, but, you know, the same kind of indication that we had earlier. We're still interested at linebackers and safeties and the guys who play on teams, offensive line. So there's still a number of factors that go into it as we're hitting into it. There's a number of really good guys. We just got done looking at the board and kind of going over it together. And so we are by no means, you know, we're still rolling hard and we're pumped about the depth of the players that are still there.
In the big picture, what did y'all think about Jalen and Miles going off a little bit early here, the people that had, that's a medical, big medical concern?
Yeah, I think it was, you know, it was something that everyone was, you know, really honed in on, try to see where they went, because there was a lot of discussion about it. I think some people were surprised about it. I think, you know, even their agents were inquiring about where they were going to go because they were concerned how far they might drop. Good for them, both of them, because they're both top-notch talents, and, you know, see, hopefully they
yeah, I thought it was awesome. These are, I mean, terrific players. And so we'll get a chance to compete against both of them. And I just, you know, think the world of both of them. When you watch them play and then you got a chance to meet them, you know, you're rooting for them for sure.
Then Hooper, that they played him at some H-back. I know some of the Stanford kids up from here that went out there. Will y'all use him at that, or you don't?
We would, yeah. And the fact that he's been on the move some is an important part of it. And now, you know, when you put two tight ends, you know, in the package that we use, it's our number one package that we use anyway. And so he's a factor. And we're going to try and feature him in the very best ways. He can split out and play outside like a receiver where he's singled up. He can play in line at the tight end. So when you have the versatility, we're going to throw it out at him and keep trying to find out all he can do. That's our role as coaches, to find out all the things that he can do.
Does he have to get stronger with the 19 reps? People saying he's a bit stronger.
Yeah, I think as he's developing, this is a young guy still, but I wouldn't by any means say that this is not a strong player. He's explosive, he's strong, but that's our job, to help him develop, and he's got a lot of good stuff already in the pass game, and that's how we intend to feature him first. But he'll be a factor in the run game as well. He's a 255-pound man that is just kind of hitting his stride, so we're excited to work with him.
He's football through and through, too, so he's going to do all he can do to get better and work on his craft. And, I mean, ringing endorsements from David Shaw, and we have good relationships with David.
He's a strong, explosive guy. He threw like 57 feet in the shot put when he was a high school senior. I mean, he's not – he goes for it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do you think there's still some guard help out there? You talked about the offensive
line. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think at tackle and guard, there's still, you know, significant prospects out there.
And I don't know if you guys addressed this, haven't been around, but is Chester healthy?
Chester has had surgery in the off season, and he is in the rehab, and he's doing all the work in the rehab here. So he's not ready to participate in a practice yet, but he's doing great.
He'll be ready?
Yeah, soon. Yeah, I don't have a timetable, but it's not.
Does that affect how you look at
it hasn't.
Guard situation?
It has not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does grabbing the extra pick today change your strategy, or is it just, hey, we got another pick, we got another player? Can you guys think a little differently when you go into tomorrow?
Yeah, no question about it, we can. I like the idea of having an extra pick. Again, it may seem subtle. But it's a legitimate enough pick where, again, it comes back to being able to package or sitting there and realizing that we have other positions on the, you know, on the team that we could upgrade, you know, depth-wise. So, I mean, I know that's not an epiphany, but it is something that was exciting for us, understanding that we traded away last year, you know, with our move on Levitre, and obviously we don't have the fifth.
Keep it rocking.
One last one. Deion played a lot of special teams. I know y'all talked about it on the webcast thing. How does he fit into the special teams operation, or possibly from that linebacker?
For sure, between like linebacker, tight end, safety, running back, these guys had, and really receiver to a certain extent, we're totally counting on guys to fill in and play roles. So, you know, we'll see how. You know, what Keith wants to use, but usually it's on punt, you know, is where oftentimes, you know, all the space and the cover part of it is the punt, yeah. Like, punt right now is important because there's not as many returns maybe as we used to have on kickoff. You know, we're almost at a 60% touchback rate. Not saying that kickoff coverage is not important. I mean, there's 40% they're coming out, but punt, you're going to get a lot of punts. Every, you know, it could be 8, 9, 10 a game, you know.
Thank you.